As I alluded to in the introduction of today's Mass, today we are hearing the first of five great speeches that are presented in the Gospel of Matthew that Jesus gives. Today, the great Sermon on the Mount, considered by many scholars to be the greatest sermon ever proclaimed by Jesus, in fact, by any human being. Of course, Jesus was fully human and fully divine. It's significant to note that Matthew the Apostle is presenting the gospel to a community of Jewish Christians. And so what you find repetitive in the Gospel of Matthew, he's constantly wanting to present that Jesus is the fulfillment of all of the prophets and the law. That's most significant because Moses is considered to be the one to whom God gave the law. And in fact, he's the one considered to be the author of the law, known as the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. And it was he who delivered, God chose to deliver the people from 800 years of slavery in Egypt. And just as Moses led the people through the waters of the Red Sea, Jesus himself allowed himself so that all righteousness might be fulfilled. Remember how John the Baptist remonstrated with him, "You should be baptizing me." He allowed himself to be baptized in so doing, going through the water, establishing himself as the one that Moses himself would come. Moses himself in the book of Deuteronomy, I believe chapter 17, alludes to God will send another one like me, who will instruct you, who will teach you everything necessary to be the righteousness of God, to be the light of God in the world. And we see it fulfilled today. Jesus goes atop the mount. Moses went atop Mount Sinai, where he received the Decalogue, the foundation of the law. And as Jesus goes atop the mount, he takes the posture of one who is recognized as the teacher, as the rabbi. He is seated. And his disciples, which means the learners, they come and they gather amidst the crowd. And Jesus discloses probably the most significant aspect of the gospel. He gives you and I the keys of happiness. That is what everybody basically ultimately desires, happiness. And he gives it to us. He gives it to us in a manner that confirms the word of the prophet Zephaniah, the remnant who seek for the refuge of God and seek after the righteousness of God. They are the ones who choose the beatitude of Jesus, the beatitude of God. And with that beatitude, they live in that moment, as you and I are given the privilege of living now in this present moment, in this our day and age. To receive this teaching, a teaching that St. Paul, speaking to the people of Corinth, says, confounds the world. Why? Because what the world considers to be foolishness, God chose. What the world considers to be weak, he has chosen. What the world looks at as being lowly, God chooses. So as to do what? To humble those in their own estimation, see themselves as wise, powerful, and strong. Oh, make no mistake about it. To embrace the beatitude of the kingdom of heaven is by no means easy. Why? Because it's countercultural. The culture doesn't embrace it. So yes, we're going to meet with resistance, as did they. But, Jesus speaks to that reality too. Blessed are you when you are persecuted and falsely accused by in every manner because of me in this gospel. Your reward will be great in heaven. And they chose to live this beatitude now. Jesus says, we heard last week, from that time on, he proclaimed, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so for you and I today, who continue to strive to be the lifelong learners of the gospel, wisdom incarnate, Jesus the Christ, you and I have now before us a choice to make. Will we put off for tomorrow
or be bogged down with guilt from yesterday or years past and how we may have squandered opportunities to embrace this message, this key to true happiness in this life, so that we might be supremely happy in the life to come? Will we put it off for tomorrow or be bogged down by what we didn't do last year or what have you? In this present moment, you and I have the power and the capacity to say, I choose to be the child of God that I became when I was baptized. And with the power of God, I choose to be a child of the light. For we worship a God who is true God, light from light, begotten, not made, wisdom incarnate, invites us, as we heard in the entrance hymn, come, now is the time to worship. Now is the time to be with our God, just as we are, for he came to us and continues to be among us, just as he is, was, and shall ever be. The wisdom of God, the love of God, and yes, the mercy of God. God love you.